Hey there. Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
Oh my goodness. What kind of voice is that? It sounds like you're trying to do a Walt Disney kids animated voice. Hey there.
I got
like Goofy.
Man of a thousand voices. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
In this last episode of our 300s, yes, we talk about scary Halloween costumes, bad tour guides, and malls. Calgary's best podcast, Calgary's only podcast, only, as well as Ebola. Yes, it's Tip Tap Tip. Thanks. Rochelle's been giving me looks ever since I hit the record button on the thing. She's like, what are you doing, Eric? You're being weird.
You are. You're kind of being weird.
We were just arguing right before I hit the record.
I was not arguing. That is not arguing.
What were we?
If you think that's arguing.
We were having a very heated discussion.
No, we were not. We were not. Okay. It's just. Now we have to talk about it.
Now we have to talk about it because it was a big topic of discussion. Well, and I think that it needs to be addressed and when worked out on this episode.
I don't think we're arguing. I don't think.
Okay.
I would consider that arguing because.
Let me tell the story from my perspective.
Okay.
Okay. Rochelle goes out during the afternoon. She's like, Eric, I'm just going to go look at some things at a secondhand store. I promise that I won't buy anything because I know that.
That's what I initially said. And then I got clients booked for tomorrow and I said, okay. I am going to spend money because I've got some cash coming in tomorrow, so okay. It's all good. Okay, so continue. Yes, you've okay. already got one thing wrong.
Okay, well let me continue. So then, Rochelle goes out. She's out for a bit. Comes back. She says, "I got a winter jacket." I'm like, "Okay, cool. You got a winter jacket." And so she says, "What do you think of this?" And this is always a difficult question for me.
So I put it on.
You put it on
and to show
this,
you.
And it's this sort of royal blue winter jacket, right? That's basically what it is. I don't know. And she's like, "What do you really think about this, Eric?" And I'm like, "It's okay." And that's the answer that Rochelle hates the most is when I say okay, because the kind of answer that you're looking for is, it's the best thing in the world, or burn it. There's like middle ground.
No. You always say that something is okay. Mm-hmm. By saying that something is okay, you are not giving an answer at all.
That is my answer.
Like, that's like, you know, if you answered a whole bunch of multiple choice questions on a survey, and you know how they say like fair, and then they say excellent, and then they say the middle one is okay.
Yeah.
And if you answered every single answer as okay, you wouldn't be telling them anything, would you?
I'm telling you how I feel.
Okay. Saying that something is okay is the middle ground between it's good or it's bad. Okay. And so you're not saying anything.
I'll tell you exactly how I feel. I told you this earlier. It provoked no emotion in me. no happy emotion. Like, and no disgusting emotion.
Okay, but this would bother anybody. If anybody is asking someone else for their opinion,
yeah.
you either like you have to have some sort of like you're learning, leaning more one way than the other. You cannot just be totally in the middle. Either you say that jacket is a piece of shit, or you say I like that jacket, or you can say, you know, that jacket.
Okay. Why don't you describe the jacket?
It's just a ski jacket. It's an old ski jacket. And I just wanted a jacket to go for walks. Mm-hmm. It's not fashionable or anything like that.
Okay.
It's just like very purposeful.
It's
very utilitarian.
It's very functional, and it's
very functional.
And its purpose is to be a getting stuff done jacket rather than a going out on the town jacket.
Yeah, like it's not fat. The reason why I went and got a secondhand ski jacket is mm-hmm. because I look at these new jackets that are, you know, $200 to $300. And I think those ones are gross. Like, I think those ones are hideous. And the style that they have nowadays, it's like this poofy stuff made with like shiny material. And I don't like those at all. So that's why I went and got like a 90s style jacket because I like the material. It's just one solid color. There's no bling shit on it. It's not poofy. Like, well, it's a little poofy, but not like super poofy.
No, I get it.
And it's a two piece, so it's fleece and an outer shell. So that means that I can wear either one or the other.
I see what you're saying because you showed me some of the jackets that you described, and I didn't like them either. Those kind of poofy.
Yeah, and that's I've only really looked at like Winners and stuff, and like Sears and stuff. But those are the jackets that are out there, and I'm like, nah, I don't like those.
So now that I know the purpose of your jacket and how you're going to be wearing it,
I should not have to explain it though, because you should just be able to look at it and be like, oh, that's a sporty jacket or something. I don't know. Anyway, this is not, I don't think this is an argument. I don't think this is interesting for people to hear either.
Well, let me tell you, it's interesting to me, but for the sake of you, I will move on. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you're not going to divorce me though when I wear my ugly jacket?
Not immediately.
Just wait till the rest of my wardrobe follows in that direction.
Eric, let me tell you about
these sweatpants though, right? Like these sweatpants, they're utilitarian. They're very purposeful.
Eric, let me tell you about these jeans I bought. Get this, that you don't even need to wear a belt because the waistband is elastic on the jeans.
Oh, I'm so tempted to go there. So tempted.
Oh, man.
Why not?
You know?
Fuck it, right? Fuck it. Just, you know what? Elastic bands, elastic waistbands were made so that you can be comfortable.
And these jeans, they're always so form-fitting because they're a 50-50 cotton lycra blend.
Yeah, it's so great.
Oh, my goodness.
That sounds perfect. I like it.
Okay. I'm glad that you enjoy it. All right. Now that Halloween was a thing...
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It's true. It's November 1.
It was snowing today.
It's snowing, and the Christmas decorations are already out in a number of Canadian stores.
Oh, yeah. They jump right on that.
What the heck?
I know.
2 months, man. 2 months of this.
I'm gonna get the Christmas decorations up right away.
Oh, that's super. Looking forward to it.
I'm amazed when we were we took our son trick-or-treating. He's 2.5 and dressed him up as SpongeBob SquarePants because that is Bo's favorite cartoon and also my favorite. It's mm-hmm. because it's funny for me.
Yep.
And he got it this year. Like he understood what was going on.
Yeah. Like obviously, yeah, I think this year where he figured out, okay, if I walk up to doors, I say trick or treat, they give me candy. Good times.
Yeah, especially when he started to eat a sucker, he was like, yeah, this is awesome.
And then he started drooling. And then and the paint from the costume got on his face.
I know.
Rochelle made the costume because apparently I was supposed to, but didn't work out. Because
no, you were supposed to, and you were going to, but then you just never did it. And I was like, Halloween's in like 2 or 3 days, and you still didn't make the costume. So
you did a great job, Rochelle.
I just
because
did
I dropped the ball. I admit.
Yeah, you do. You suck balls.
Well, I didn't see that. I'm just dropping balls. I'm not sucking them. PG-13 show.
And the best part about our son, because he's only 2 and a half, he doesn't understand when you eat his Halloween candy. He's got no idea.
I know. It's great.
We share.
Yeah, we gave him like a candy. And, we eat the rest. It's like 1 for you, 5 for the parents.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, we can't really give him too much sugar, or else he'll just go nuts.
Oh, yeah. Like this morning.
When he found the little, what do you call
those? The rockets. Things? Those rocket candies.
And he just...
He was nuts.
And he just...
Oh, my goodness.
Running around.
It was so good that you took him to that play area because, yeah, he was going crazy. But anyway...
People
in our neighborhood went crazy with Halloween decorating. And I don't even know how this one guy did this thing. He had like a...
Oh, yeah. The
shadow of a movie playing in his... His window?
Yeah, the weird sort of projection screen, it was showing like a silhouette of like a guy fighting a skeleton zombie thing. He's shooting at it. That's ineffective. The zombie comes up to him and rips his head from his spine. Halloween, yeah. Kids.
And I know when I was listening to the radio, they were talking about, some things are probably too scary for some kids. Mm-hmm. And there were some things like, the skeletons, there's like little signs that say step here and you step on it. And then this person, the skeleton comes up from underneath a blanket and with red eyes right at you. And the spiders that jump right out at you, like, I'm amazed our son did not was not affected by that.
I get that because he's young enough that it's just a thing. Like the whole concept of being scared has really entered into him. I'm sorry, I'm bonking my head on this microphone. My head's just too darn big. Okay. Because if you put on a scary movie, he doesn't get it. There's nothing.
Oh, yeah. Like when I was trying to watch Walking Dead with him.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably. I covered his eyes when the zombies were eating people.
Okay. Probably,
it didn't work. It did not work well, Eric. I tried it. It did not work well. I thought that I could do it. And then I just turned off the TV because there's so many parts. There's so many scenes where the zombies are eating people. And then the people are eating people. And I was like, oh, I can't cover his eyes for all this stuff. I just started watching it in the evening.
It's probably.
But he didn't really get what was going on anyway.
Yeah, but that's only for so much longer. Like, he'll get it pretty quick. And then, that's pretty much game over for fun times and shows. Then we have to watch all PG-13 and Disney movies.
What was the first movie that you watched when you were little that scared you?
An American Werewolf in London.
Even know if I've seen that.
It's came out in like the early 80s, maybe 82, 83.
What scared you?
When the guy turned into the wolf. Because it was like...
Really graphic?
Yeah, it was because it's really good special effects. Like... and I think it won some awards for the special effects or something, but it is really crazy. Could it was like an extended long transformation scene for like 5 minutes. Like,
oh, cool. I want to see that.
It's really, it's kind of crazy movie, but yeah. And
how old were you?
Six. I was like, oh, this is scary. But then also I couldn't stop watching it because it was just, it was awesome.
It was
like,
scary, but at the same time you were intrigued.
I was intrigued as a young, I don't know who put that on or what, under what circumstances I watched that movie.
It wasn't in a movie theater?
No. Well, maybe it's, it wasn't a movie theater. It was, I guess somebody must have rented it, which I guess you could have done back in like that early 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, you could even rent.
You could rent the VCR.
VCR machines. Yeah. I remember we had to do that because people didn't even own their own VCR machine. But the first movie that scared me was The Goonies.
The Goonies?
Yeah.
What part of The Goonies?
That dude, right? That guy with the lobs.
Hey, you guys!
Yeah. The guy with the lopsided face.
Yeah.
Like when that stuff started happening and then they were in the caves. It was in the caves and that guy, the scary, that started to scare me.
And you're like, I'm out.
Yeah. But I think I was pretty young. I must have been pretty young.
Well, that movie came out like mid 80s, I'm guessing. So you would
have been. Yeah. And I was.
You would have been young.
Yeah. Five or something.
Hey, guys.
And now I see it and I'm like, this is not scary at all. It's like a more adventure or something, but.
Mm-hmm. Before I forget this is a clip I found about Halloween costumes since we're on the topic of scary and Halloween. What are you doing?
Sorry.
Shell.
I know, this is a professional show.
Right? Yeah, we're supposed to be professional and you're just banging shit all over the place.
My brother has when he was in kindergarten and when he was 13.
That's why when Jessica Black's 7-year-old son asked if he could also dress as a member of the white supremacist group, the Ku Klux Klan, she made the costume for him.
Because it was cool.
What was cool about it?
The hat part.
I did tell him that, you know, if you do it, you know there's going to be people talking about you. There's going to be people that say bad things to you when you do wear it.
Neighbors say this is one of several.
Okay, hold on. Let's just stop for a moment, unpack this, and just really kind of explore in depth as to what exactly is happening.
Is this for real?
Yeah, of course it's for real. It's a news.
This lady is like, well, honey, you know, if you're going to wear this, you know, some people might hate you. What the fuck?
First of all,
your kid is 5.
He wanted to dress up as Hitler. Who am I to tell my, you know, people?
Yeah, who am I? Oh, I don't know. You're just like the parent.
It's like, yeah, it's probably some people.
Oh my goodness.
Might take offense. And in particular, this reporter.
Will take great offense.
It's like, really? Okay, so let's continue.
Brook Hollow Road that Jackson was seen trick-or-treating. They say they were shocked when they saw his costume.
I just think it's really sad, like, that a kid is being taught that young, because they don't know any better. You don't hear that much about it nowadays.
When I asked Jackson Black where he had learned of the costume, he said he saw it in the movie Fried Green Tomatoes. His mom maintains there is nothing wrong with the costume or the Ku Klux Klan, which she says still exists in Craigsville.
It's supposed to be white with white, black with black, man and with woman, and all of that. That's what the KKK stands for. The KKK every year raises money to donate to the St. Jude's.
Oh my goodness. So she has, yeah, okay.
Obviously.
Yeah, just stick with your own, you know?
Yeah, pro all of this. And that's where he's getting it from. It's not like he just saw it in a movie and decided that he wanted, because he's 6. Like, why is he watching Fried Green Tomatoes anyway? That's like an old girly movie.
Maybe it's on
TV. A lady movie.
So clearly his mom has certain views when it comes to
race. I want to hear what she says.
Okay, let's back up a second.
Every year raises money to donate to the St. Jude's.
Will you still wear the costume?
Yes. It's not okay. You're offending a lot of people by one little action.
Jessica Black says she has received several threats via Facebook because of this photo of Jackson.
Holy smokes.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
She even has the robe and the little sign on it, like, and
the
everything.
Red cross.
Poor child. This child has no idea what he's portraying.
Wow.
Oh, he's 7 years old.
He, like, you know, he...
Oh my goodness.
I'm not blaming the child in this case.
No, I'm not.
Because he's just, his values are being instilled by his cuckoo macoo parent. Wow. Trick or treat, white power.
On our Facebook page.
Well, there's that. Maybe he should have dressed up as SpongeBob. That would have offended a lot less people.
You know, what you dress your children up in for Halloween does say a lot about you as a parent.
That's true.
You know, SpongeBob or Ku Klux Klan. Which parent is more awesome?
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob parents.
Yeah. We got a lot of compliments on the costume.
Well, because who doesn't like SpongeBob, right? Everybody likes SpongeBob.
And it's funny. we like I had any part to do with the costume. It's like, oh, we did a great job on the costume, taking credit.
Well, we chose it together.
Okay, yeah.
We chose the theme.
But you did all the work.
Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed doing it. I enjoyed making it. Yeah.
All right. So let's move on from Halloween stuff, shall we?
Sounds good.
Let's talk about some mail that we've received.
We did. We received an email from one of our listeners. So awesome, because we are doing this thing right now. Who are you? And we're just asking our listeners to send us an email and just say, hey, my name's so-and-so. I like your show. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah.
You're really selling our show.
I know.
Like you really got to step it up. Come on. We're professionals here.
Okay. So we got an email from one of our listeners, and he has been listening to our show for...
3 years?
3 years now. And he says, my name is Jacob Miller, and I've been a listener to your podcast since Dick Pics was released. I found it while looking for gay porn on iTunes. Although it wasn't what I expected, it was better. I love that so much. I think that's so funny. Thank you so much, Jacob, just for sending us that little email.
It's always interesting to find out what leads people to us.
Yeah. I guess you never know. Like when you type something in, you never know what's going to pop up. Sometimes it's porn when you're not looking for porn. And then sometimes it's tip, tap, tip when you're looking for porn.
Well, that's the advantage of having so many episodes, is that there's so many different titles that people can type in. For some reason on our... Fuck. Let me move this over here. So for some reason on our search results, the word bear is a big thing. And I couldn't figure it out, but then one of our very, very, very early episodes featured a growling bear as one of the pictures. And I think it's like one of the first times where we went camping.
I remember that, because you were scared of the bears.
Didn't like bears. Don't like bears.
Yeah, I know. Nobody does, Eric. But how many people go camping, and how many people actually get attacked by bears?
Well, I read a story a few weeks ago where a woman was attacked and killed by a bear.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying how many people?
Well,
not very many people.
Not very many, but more than zero is enough. So
that's so dumb.
Yep, that's dumb. Bear came right into her cabin.
She has a cabin?
Well, she did. She
wasn't even
now.
A tent?
No, she had a cabin. Bear climbed into the cabin. She ran away, and the bear chased her. So sad.
Oh, it must have been a hungry bear.
Mm-hmm.
Did the bear eat her?
It did enough damage to... well, let's move on.
That's why you need a gun.
Yeah.
And when you're in a cabin in the woods, you know, that's why people have hunting guns.
Yeah. For stuff like that.
I don't think bear spray would really... I don't know. I just don't really feel like bear spray is very effective, but apparently it is. But, yeah.
Well, it's good enough for Dog the Bounty Hunter. That's what he uses to subdue criminals.
Yeah, criminals, not bears.
Well, yeah, bear would just probably make it angry.
Anyway, so thank you so much, Jacob Miller. If anybody else wants to send us just a little note, send us your email at info@tiptaptip.com. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then here we have some Craigslists, and these Craigslists are from Calgary, which is kind of cool because that is where we live. This one, I think this one's actually written very well.
Okay. What is this?
As soon as I saw you, any question regarding my sexuality instantly disappeared. I became an animal, and only one thought remained in my mind. Your pink hoodie hugged your chest comfortably while the zipper was down, just enough to show the world that you are proud of them, but not enough to say that you were showing them off.
Okay.
Your tattoo sat on top of the one breast, acting like a gatekeeper.
Okay. Stop
so
it.
So funny. What? I'm not saying
for you to stop it. I'm just like, this is ridiculous.
I know it is, but I like the way it's written. Yeah. Like for a Craigslist, welcoming those who are lucky enough to be given access. It was a perfect combination of humble and sexy. Your lips defined luscious. They were perky, soft, and glimmered in the sunlight.
Okay.
They are the type of lips that I would later dream about pressing up against mine. Your jawline was perfectly sculpted, could easily make Venus to Milo jealous. And that's actually wrong, right?
That
it's
is
Venus
incorrect.
De Milo.
It is incorrect, yes.
If the queen in Snow White was real, you would have strange people handing you apples daily.
Okay.
So funny. Although I couldn't see your eyes, I could feel them from behind your sunglasses, piercing me as if you already knew exactly what was on my mind. I knew you saw me when I could feel our eyes lock, but what were you thinking? Too young, too blonde, too skinny, or just right? I know, I stared. And I'm sorry if it weirded you out, but can you blame me? Like, have you seen yourself lately? Wow. I was the blonde guy with sunglasses, blue jacket, and black pants, but I bet you already knew that.
Okay.
Isn't that?
That's
pretty well, like, it's very well written for
and hopefully
a Craigslist. And I don't know, I found it very interesting.
Hopefully these two people connect.
Yeah.
Here's another
one. That's a misconnection. So if you're listening to this show and you know about this blonde guy with sunglasses, blue jacket, and black pants staring at you.
Or you are the lady in the pink hoodie.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's another misconnections from Craigslist Calgary. What? You were insanely hot. And very intimidating to talk to. Mm-hmm. I was the guy at the end of the bar. We communicate poorly, but I think that together we would reach levels of passion neither of us have ever experienced. For the record, any guy who doesn't want to put it in you, as you said, is not interested in any woman, period.
Wow. That's quite the stand. You're saying that,
I'm very curious to know how many of these people actually, like on misconnections, how many people actually respond, right? Like, does this stuff actually work? Because who looks at these things?
Well, other than me, I don't think a lot of people do, other than the people putting them up.
Yeah. I remember, back in the day, there was... that magazine Fast Forward.
It still exists, Rochelle. It's not gone yet.
Okay, well, slowly, it is getting thinner and thinner.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if they have the I Saw You section in the back of that paper, but that paper is always in coffee shops and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So you'd like sit down, you'd have a coffee, and then you just look at the I Saw You thing. And so I think more people would look at it then.
Yeah,
then
I remember
scrolling through Craigslist and going specifically for that.
I never found myself in one of those.
I never did either.
Did you ever?
There was one time where the description sounded kind of like me, but then I was like, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. You know, the last time I was in a Tim Hortons, they had no reading material whatsoever. Like no newspapers, no metro, no fast forward, nothing.
You're talking about the one near our place?
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of people just, they'll either on their phones or whatever.
Yeah, that's making like assumptions, right?
I guess, but.
Old people don't do that.
No, they're the ones who hog all the newspapers.
And they probably stole them.
No, they don't steal them.
Oh, no. They just took them home.
No, they don't take. Usually they just, they'll take, they'll get those small coffee. They'll sit down and read the paper and hang out for like 5 hours.
I'm just joking, okay? But yeah, like they had nothing, like no reading material. What, you know, and I just wanted to sit there in the evening. You can, why can't you sit there in the evening and really, just read something?
But like, you know, what reading material is there other than newspapers and like, you know, the
they have like those stupid like condo magazines, you know.
Who cares about that, man?
I just, Eric, not everybody is like you.
Well, everybody should be like me.
No, I like looking at those stupid condo magazines. I know I don't like them, but if that is like, it's better than sitting there not looking at anything except for the plasma TV that's showing Tim Hortons commercials.
That's worse.
About the Tim Hortons donut or something, pumpkin donut. And I'm like sitting there, I'm in a Tim Hortons. Why are you advertising to me when I'm already in here?
Yeah. Earlier, a few minutes ago, we were talking about a racist mother. And I actually just recalled that I had this clip as well, too, which actually ties into the a similar theme because it also deals with racism. Now, before I play this clip, have you ever been at a job and you know it's your last day at that job and you're at the point where you're like, you know what, it's my last day. I can do anything I want.
Yep.
So, you know, whether that's like, you know, stealing, you know, some extra paper clips or whatever. This particular woman, which we're about to listen to, she's a tour guide in San Francisco. It's her last day on the job. Now, because it's her last day on the job and she knows that she's not going to be coming back and probably won't be getting any sort of reference, she's decided to say exactly how she feels about the neighborhoods that she is passing through.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
nice.
And this is recorded by one of the people on her tour.
Awesome.
It's not so awesome.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
all these people walking down the street every day, I can't even get home at night. Fuck your preschools and your little preschoolers making all that noise at 6 a.m. when I was trying to live here. Fuck your salons, fuck your little herb gardens, fuck your little seafood fucking markets with your turtles and your frogs inside, okay? Okay, when you come to America, you gotta assimilate a little bit. And here in America, we don't eat turtles and frogs, okay? But they gotta bring that here to America, okay? There's a limit, okay? You gotta assimilate a little bit, Chinatown. Fuck your laundry hanging out windows. Fuck your 3 or 4 people inside each one of your little SROs, okay? Fuck your noise. Fuck your parades. Fuck your dragons. Fuck this shit. Fuck Chinatown, okay? Fuck them.
People clap.
Okay, but I want you guys to know I have horse tail and your fucking ginseng. Fuck your little hair salons where nobody in there knows how to fucking speak English. Fuck this bullshit. Fuck your Chinatown gates. Fuck your little BART stop that you're building here, which is fucking up traffic for the entire neighborhood, okay? Fuck your Chinatown gates. Fuck your jade. Nobody wears jade anymore. Fuck your knockoff-ass purses and your knockoff-ass fucking suitcases and your t-shirts. Fuck you. Fuck you, Chinatown.
Wow.
All right. Not only, okay, we have a Chinatown in my hometown of Los Angeles that is way cleaner, way better restaurants, not as many people. This is a horrible place to live. If you are considering moving to San Francisco, although this is the cheapest neighborhood, do not live here. I have learned my lesson. These people wake you up at 6 a.m. They make all this goddamn noise all the time.
Okay, wow.
There's too many of them out here. Okay, you can't see it now, but during the day, just to walk down these streets is like shoulder-to-shoulder traffic. It is ridiculous. Okay? Fuck Chinatown. 1, 2, 3. Fuck Chinatown!
think she's drinking too, right?
Like, oh, yeah. Well, yeah, she's drunk. Well, I've had some last days in the job, but certainly not.
Oh, my goodness.
Anything like this.
I can't believe that nobody's, like, everybody's just sitting there and listening, like.
Because they're tourists from, you know, wherever, right? Going, visiting San Francisco.
Maybe, so they just have no idea what to expect?
Maybe English is not their first language, and they're just like, they're just on tour, and they're not sure what to expect. And then she's like, F this, F that. Oh, my, yeah, so.
Oh, I actually would find that it would be really entertaining because she's saying some things. They're not like really, 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 really mean.
Well,
they're kind of funny.
Yeah, they're funny, but they're also very racist. So,
yeah.
So there's that line, like, you know.
But she says after a while, she's like, but I'm not racist.
Oh, but I'm just telling everybody in this neighborhood that everything they do and everything about them. Like, my favorite line is like, fuck Jade. It's something about it. Not
nobody even wears Jade anymore. It's
like, fuck it.
Like, so, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, some of it's funny.
Yeah, there are some moments, but it's like overall, I'm like, okay. So, yeah, I'd never quit a job like that. But what can I say? What can I, there's really no words for
most, this. Well, because I worked in hair salons, like any time that I was being let go or I was quitting a job, they would just let you go right away because they didn't want you to steal clients. They didn't want you to have access to phone numbers if you weren't staying. So you always, if you were going, you always had to at least have all your clients' phone numbers so that you could
Is that typical for the salon business?
Like to what?
Where they would just, they would let you go as immediately, as quickly as possible just so that they could hold on to information?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, is that more of a, like, stuff that shady salons do, or is that just typical of the industry in general?
I think it's just typical of the industry because the salon wants to keep the clients. And some salons, if they do things properly, which, mm-hmm. you know, most salons don't really go through things that way. But some salons, what they'll do, like this one salon, I had to sign a contract saying that anybody who, any clients that I got while working there were the clients of the salon and not my clients.
But anything that you brought, that you had before?
Were mine, yeah. Yeah, which is like, you know, that's really hard too, because then these people, when you leave, like they want to see you not, they, you know what I mean? Like they weren't going to, so it's just, it's a very iffy thing. And so it just becomes like, you know, if you're getting fired or something, like you're already on bad terms with the people for some reason or another.
When you were running your salon, what was your policy regarding that? Like, did you have a policy?
Like, not really, no.
Is this like, your clients are your clients? Like, you know, people were leaving your salon and they built up a client list.
Yeah, like, because people want to go to the stylist. Like, you can't prevent that from happening. Mm-hmm. You can try, but, you know, then you're just being a dick.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's no reason to fight that.
Yeah, because especially
in if they are coming to the salon to come to the salon, then they'll come, they'll still continue to come there. But,
if they know the stylist that well.
You can't force the clients to go to your business if they don't want to.
All they need to do is know your name, first and last name. They look you up on Facebook. They message you. Where are you working these days?
But you know what? This one salon did actually is they sent out a letter in the mail to all of the clients. So this lady moved out of that salon to my salon.
Yeah.
And they sent out mail to all of her clients saying, if you continue to come to this salon, we will offer you this discount. Bring this letter in. And so then that I'm like, so clever, because then those people are like, oh, well, I really want this discount. This is a great discount. So maybe I'll just go in and I'll try another stylist and mm-hmm. see. And then if they like him, then, you know.
It, on one hand, it's clever. On the other hand, it's kind of dickish, but...
Yeah, well, the person who owned that place was kind of a dick.
We won't say names of the
school. We didn't say any names. I know we didn't say any names. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so that's just constantly a thing when it comes to, like, you know, leaving places.
Yeah.
I never got fired, though, from a hair salon.
That's your... You've always quit?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. The only place I got fired from was Arby's.
Why did you get fired for a door?
I've told you this before.
I'm sure you did. I just don't
know. They like they do this thing where it's, you know, you get three strikes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And my first strike was being late. My second strike was my eyebrow piercing.
Yeah.
My third strike was being late. But the person who wrote me up for the being late one, she wanted to be my girlfriend. And I said, okay. No, she gave me her phone number and I went for coffee with her one time. And then she confessed to me how she felt. And then I never called her back. And she was not the manager, but she was in charge. I can't remember what it is, like store supervisor, whatever. And then she wrote me up for being like 5 minutes late. And then I got fired.
Well. Next thing, lesson learned, you should always give out your telephone number to the ladies who...
She gave me her number.
Oh, okay.
And she wanted to, you know, I didn't know what her intentions were. I thought we were just being friends, but no.
A little bit more than friends. Here's a mall commercial.
Easy.
Boots and pants
and
boots and pants.
New shoes.
Get yourself an outfit.
Denim.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
Haircut.
New shoes. So get yourself back to school with
East Hills. Haircut.
East Hills Mall in America somewhere.
I want to go there.
You want to go there after seeing this?
East Hills.
Boots and pants.
You like it?
Yeah.
It's your new favorite commercial?
Yeah. This is what's great about just local television.
I know, that's the
my
best.
Favorite thing to watch during the day now is Shaw TV.
Because they have little quaint things like this where it's like, oh, I'm gonna
they have local programs like where they talk about local things,
yeah.
And it's not polished. It's all live and it's not polished, and I find that so much more interesting than, you know, shows that try and be so perfect.
Kind of like,
our show.
Yeah, exactly.
We strive on not being polished.
We try our best, but we're just not very good.
No, we do that on purpose.
Oh, yeah, we're totally purposeful. Shit. Okay.
You just ruined it now. I was saying a compliment to ourselves, and you just totally, like, shit on the compliment.
I'm sorry, Rochelle.
Bad.
Well.
Haircut.
Boots and pants.
Next time somebody comes over for a haircut, I'll be like, hello, are you ready to get your haircut?
I'm going to put on my boots and pants and boots and pants.
I'm so excited we're going to go on vacation. I'm so excited we're going to go to Nelson.
It's not quite Hawaii, but it's what we can afford on our budget.
So. No, I'm more excited to go to Nelson than I would be to go to Hawaii.
Really? In this?
Yeah, because it's supposed to be so beautiful there. And I'm excited to go to the hot springs and just to walk around. Like, it's just supposed to be like a really, really, really beautiful town.
Yep. this time.
Would you call it a city? Is it big enough to be? No, it's a town.
Yeah, this time next week, we will be there. So it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Partying all the time.
Road trip. Doing yeah. It. And also, we have never gone on a big road trip. This is the biggest road trip. Other than Edmonton, right? Think
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, basically.
We've done day road trips. This is like, oh no, Eric, we're going to kill each other.
I hope our car doesn't die.
Should we get our car checked before we go? It's going to be driving up mountains.
No, when I filled up the car today, I said, can you check the oil? Because I went to full service.
Yeah.
And he said, oil's good. I'm like, okay, good.
But is that all we have to check?
Tires, oil.
You do that stuff.
I'll do all that stuff.
Your man stuff.
Yep. I think we should be okay. Because it's basically the distance to Edmonton and back, right? And we're going to split it up. Anyways, this is talk. This is
business this is, talk.
This is business
this
talk.
This is skilling business talk.
So your choice is yours, Rochelle. Do you want to hear? Actually, this is.
You want to hear? You pick because you already know it.
Okay. Well, you see your favorite lady in the world.
Oh no,
we haven't heard from her in a while.
Catherine Chloe Calhoun.
But she's interviewing a. I've kind of warmed up to her. I used to.
Yeah, because she's hot. You just like her because she's hot.
Because she's very earnest and she.
Because she talks to you like you're a child, and you're like, I understand her.
She seems like a very nice lady. And I'm not
she
saying this sarcastically.
She seems really nice because she talks really slow and she's pretty and she wears dresses. She
seems like a very lovely lady.
Yeah, I'm sure.
She is nice. I'm not joking. I watch all her YouTube videos. I subscribe.
Is she your secret crush?
Well, years ago I used to like the brown power lady. And I moved on.
Because what was that other blonde-haired lady that was on the news?
Oh, Nancy Grace.
Nancy Grace. Oh, is she your new Nancy Grace?
Kind of in a way.
Oh, gross. Ew.
It's just...
Oh, you have the worst taste. Oh, no, but you're with me.
Oh, no. What's that saying? Anyways, Catherine Chloe Coon is interviewing a Spanish man.
You know what? You're not a European man, so she would never go for you.
So she is talking to him about what he likes in women.
You know what? Okay, just wait. I just had a really good idea.
What's that?
Okay, you need to dress up as like a Viking, like get like a Viking hat.
Okay.
And then I'll do some body paint to make it look like you have a six pack.
Hey, I'm working on it.
No, just hear me. And then put Vaseline on you so you're all shiny.
Okay.
Like what strippers do.
Sure.
And then do like that face that you do that where you look mad.
It's just my face.
Oh yeah. And then we'll send that picture to Catherine Chloe Calhoun and then you'll say that you want to raid her village or something like that. And just see what she says.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. You totally want to do that.
Okay. Let's have a listen to her.
Hey, guys. It's me, Catherine. And this is Jesus. He's from Spain. And I think all you girls are going to want to meet him.
I am in the United States. I will stay here for 10 months. And I want to meet all of you beautiful girls.
So what are your passions?
Women, sports. And knowledge.
I like that women you listed first.
Of course.
So what would you do to impress a woman?
You need to think like really fast. Mm-hmm. For example, what a beautiful place, what a beautiful woman, mm-hmm. Something else.
So what qualities in a woman make you only want to be with her?
She needs to be a little bit like me. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like she needs to share my passions.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to really like men, of course, because I really like women. And we need to have like a strong connection together.
Like good chemistry.
Yeah, yeah. We know something in Spain. Women need to be like funny. And if we make them like laugh, they will love us.
That's true. Yeah. I think that's true in America as well.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you notice when you see a girl?
I look at the eyes.
Yeah, right.
And then I look at their baggy lumberjack shirt and wonder why they chose to wear that.
Well, let's continue. it really is in contrast to like the very tight t-shirt that he's wearing.
Yeah.
Okay, but that being said.
Look at the teeth and I smell.
So what do you find attractive in a woman?
Women need to be women. Do you know what I mean?
No, like, I don't.
For example, you are a woman, a perfect one, because you have a good smell. You
Thank you.
A beautiful eyes, a beautiful teeth,
Jeez,
a beautiful
I like
smile.
This guy already. So is dating different here versus in Spain?
It's really different. Even here, I need something like an interview to meet girls. And in Spain, I don't need nothing. I only need to be at the street and to be like a little bit cheeky.
Is there something that you would like to say to the girls?
Yeah, I would like to say something to them. Don't waste your time because the real Spanish is here. And I hope to meet you. And don't waste your time too. Every woman has a secret. And I want to know the secret.
Okay. The title of this video, as it is on YouTube, is called This Spaniard Really Wants to Meet You, Women.
He's so touchy-feely, and it's so funny because every time he like grabs her or touches her, she kind of pulls away, and then they stop the clip. They edit it.
Yeah, there
did
was.
Did you notice that?
I did notice all those edits because she's just like, okay, Jesus.
Yeah, that is so uncomfortable for. I get it because in North America, like, you just don't do that. Like, if you don't know somebody, you don't allow them to touch you.
It's, yeah.
A lot. Like, even a hug or something, you're just like, I don't know you.
Yeah, because it was a bit odd. But maybe it's a European thing. Maybe it's a Spanish thing. So
maybe people there are more touchy. I think they are, because even in Holland, like, when people say hello to you, they kiss you on your cheek.
Yeah, that's always confused me as a North American. I'm like, Is it like a European thing in general, or is it just certain countries that do that?
I don't know.
I don't get it. And I don't want to do that wrong because I'm like, then I'm a creep, right?
No, then you're just Canadian. You're just,
I'm like,
you're not from there. So,
okay.
But you don't kiss them on the lips, and you don't really even have to kiss the person. You just kind of do like little pecks, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you're Frenching them.
Nope. That would be...
because you do that with everybody, like family members too, right? So it's just a greeting. It's like shaking hands.
I'm going to shake your hand. One last 30-second clip. How you can watch out for Ebola. Very important note.
Oh, do your thing. Like
Ebola.
This, I'm going to specially dedicate this to my cousin who is going to Africa.
Very helpful tip, right in this.
Okay.
People are wondering about methods of transmission, and they're remarkably similar in a way. I mean, blood, mucus, feces, semen, you have to come in intimate contact with it while the person is infected. Now, if you came across some strange mucus or feces or something out there on the subway, the street, or anywhere else, you know, don't eat it. You know, don't let it get into your body. Don't touch it. And
that's right. If you see some strange feces out on the subway or whatever,
this is for real on TV.
This is on New York TV station. Don't eat that feces. It may have Ebola. Again, in case you missed it the first time.
Strange mucus or feces or something out there on the subway, the street, or anywhere else, you know, don't eat it. You know, don't let it get into your body. Don't touch it. And I think, you know, for rational adults in this city or any other city, you don't really.
Okay, enough.
I am so glad that you played that for me, Eric, because, you know, sometimes when I see strange mucus or feces, sometimes I am so tempted.
I'm walking down the street.
Free meal. I was like.
I see some feces. I'm like, score. Hope it doesn't have Ebola. All right. Enough is enough. Anyways, thanks for listening to the show.
Do you want to go see Neil Diamond?
No.
Okay.
Not really. Is he playing in Calgary?
I think it's Neil Diamond, or maybe it's Gordon Lightfoot. No.
Two totally different dudes.
I know.
go to tiptaptip.com for everything you need to subscribe, listen, or connect with us online.
I'm going
to
go see Bryan Adams.
Lucky you.
Summer of 69. I got to listen to some of his music, too.
No, it's
refresh.
Just, I think you know most of the songs.
You should make me a mix CD.
I don't have any Bryan Adams.
We'll get some.
Okay. Anyways, thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Bye-bye.
Bye.